Rahul looked at the stars. There were 29 of them, because one had fallen off. They all had the same shape. He had asked Mom to stick them in regular rows. He got up and looked for his skates. He strapped them on. It took him a long time to do things like that. Then he glided to his closet. He liked skating better than walking. He took his new shirt off the hanger. Then he put it on over his white t-shirt. He didn't button up the shirt because that took too long. Rahul skated to the window. He pushed it up and open. He put one leg out of the window. Then carefully, he put the other leg out of the window. He sat on the sill. It was dark outside. He could see stars high up in the sky. There were more than 29 stars in the sky. Rahul jumped. He fell and fell and fell until the net of the sky, which he could see sometimes when he squinted at it, caught him and bounced him high up, so high he was in the middle of the clouds. There were more than 8 clouds in the sky. They all had different shapes, but he didn't mind. The clouds were cool and wet and bouncy and felt good against his skin. They smelt of wind and rain and night. He flew on through the clouds, kicking his legs against the air like he did in the swimming pool. Between the clouds and from high above, the stars threw out shifting beams of light at him, pale blue, orange, red, yellow, and some colors he didn't know the names of. They reminded him of the concert Lavi had once taken him to. He had started jumping up and down and yelping because of the loud music and the lights and the people standing too close to him, so they'd gone back home. Lavi had not minded. But the beams from the stars felt different. He could hear the stars singing, some low and deep, and others light and shrill. It did not make him feel tense. It made him happy. He flew in a large arc around the city. Below him, he could see lights and lights and lights twinkling in the air and on the water. He could see the broad black river and the lights on the bridges. He could see roads come together and go apart like bright long strands of spaghetti, and the cars on them crawling like bugs. He flew over the roofs of houses, over fields and pools and people's backyards. It was so much nicer than being on a plane. He could be free, he could breathe, he didn't need to yelp or stop his ears. When he looked down, he could see that the city was joined end to end in a perfect circle. He knew exactly how he would draw it when he went back home. Rahul flew on.
And that was Chitra Veeraraghavan. She was just reading from her debut novel, The Americans, and that was a perspective from Rahul, a 9-year-old autistic boy. Chitra, thank you so much for chatting with me here on Stage and Studio.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
And that's it for Stage and Studio. The music you're listening to is by B. Beeman. Thanks to KBOO engineer Janet Anderson. If you missed any of this show, visit stageandstudio.org. You can also download shows at iTunes. And don't forget to like us on facebook.com/stage_studio or tweet us at @stage_studio. Sitting in for Dime Roberts, I'm Sarika Mehta. Thanks for listening.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Peña Flamenca de Portland, August 30th at the Headwaters Theater in Portland. This month, La Peña's show features artists from the Bay Area and France, including Andrea La Calena, Cristo Cortez, and Ricardo Diaz y Brenna McDonald. Again, that's Peña Flamenca de Portland, August 30th at the Headwaters Theater, located at 55 Northeast Farragut Street in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Hi, this is Justin Miller, KBOO's Underwriting Coordinator. Every day, local businesses support KBOO through program sponsorship or underwriting. These underwriters are people like you, progressive, diverse, and supporting real radio. So when you hear an underwriter's acknowledgement, consider giving them some of your business and telling them that you heard about them on KBOO. If your business would like to reach out to the area's 55,000 most diverse and progressive listeners, you can learn how at kbu.fm/underwriting, by email to underwriting@kbu.org, or call Justin 503-231-8032. KBOO Underwriting. Your clients are listening.
Andy Warhol looks at screen. Hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen. Can't tell them apart at all.
My name's Joseph Gallivant. You're listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guests this week are Matthew Cowan and Yael Amir. Matthew's an archivist at the Oregon Historical Society. Yael is a curator at New Space Center for Photography. They're here to talk about unearthed, hand-colored slides of early 20th century Portland gardens from the Oregon Historical Society. Thanks for coming into KBOO.
Thank you.
Thank you.
These are hand-colored slides, which means they were black and white when they were taken, and somebody went through and painted them, and they're mainly flowers and gardens. Just